Hello folks, how are yous? Thanks for joining us today. Got a bit of a Scottish theme going on. Doesn't get any more Scottish than this. Scotland's football top from the 1980s, I think it was, maybe 1980 or 82. We've got the Walker's Scottish shortbread. We've got the famous Iron Brew, Scotch porridge oats. And incidentally, I had my children convinced at one time that this guy with a shot put, the big muscly guy, I had my children convinced that was me. And then most importantly of all, we've got this beautiful Highland cow behind us as well. And also, if you notice in the background, just over the Highland cow's back here, there's plenty of Scottish thistles all around us as well. And of course, the beautiful hills in the background. The only thing I need now is a kilt and a sporran and some bagpipes and a bit of Scotland the Grave going on in the background. But it's a beautiful, beautiful part of the country, and you can see another Highland cow just behind us there as well. Doesn't get any more Scottish than this. Got the right football top on, I've got the Scottish oats, I've got Scotland's famous drink, I've got Scotland's best shortbread, we're surrounded by thistles, nice Highland hills in the background, but the only thing is, you can tell from my accent, I'm not Scottish. I don't live in Scotland. I've no citizenship in Scotland, and my parents weren't Scottish either. So I can have all of the trappings of looking Scottish. I could even try to put on a Scottish accent. Not going to do that. But the reality is I can have all things Scottish, but not actually be Scottish. And we're just living here in good old Northern Ireland. Now, I love Scotland, but I'm not Scottish, despite having all of the Scottish things around me today. And you know, as I thought about that, it just reminds me of so many people in the world and so many people, even in this country of ours, that have all of the trappings of religion and even nominal Christianity, but the sad reality is they are not Christians. They've never been saved. They've never been born again. They've never entered into the kingdom of God. They've no inheritance in heaven. They're not citizens of the kingdom of God. They've never been converted. They've never been born again. And I wonder today, is that you? You go to your church, you've been confirmed or baptized, you're the member of a church, you have the word of God in your home, you have maybe been brought up in a Christian family, you say your prayers, you have a kind of head knowledge of the things of God, but you've never been born again into the family and fold of God. In John chapter 3, the Lord spoke, as some of you well know, to a very religious man by the name of Nicodemus. Nicodemus was Jewish. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. Nicodemus was of the stock of Israel. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. Nicodemus knew the law of God. Nicodemus went along with the national religion. Nicodemus was found often in the temple, in the synagogues. Nicodemus believed in blood sacrifice. Nicodemus believed in a coming Messiah. Nicodemus was devoted to the religion of his day. But Nicodemus had never been born again. He had no citizenship in heaven. He was not in the kingdom of God. He was not a member of the family and fold of God. And maybe that's you today. You've never been born again. Listen to what Jesus Christ our Lord said in John's Gospel chapter 3. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then he says, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And then in verse 7, he said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. In John chapter 1:12, it says, as many as received him, received Christ, to them give he the power or the authority to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So can I ask you today, is your citizenship in heaven? Or do you just have all of the trappings of Christianity, but you're not actually a Christian? You've never been born again. You're not saved yourself. May the Lord bring you to himself even today. And may you realize that having all of the trappings and all of the paraphernalia and all of the badges and all of the emblems does not make you a Christian. You need to receive Christ personally as your Savior. May God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening today. and we're going home maybe to enjoy some of this Scottish stuff. See you soon. Thank you for joining us. And just look at this beautiful scenery around us one last time. Look at that beautiful, beautiful scenery. Don't know where the cows have gone their way in the distance there somewhere. There they are in the distance. But thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.